Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
If somebody found me lacking, it was I never showed up. So many things in my life, I didn't show up for myself because I didn't want to be found lacking. And so whereas Sherry leans more towards the, you know, I'll stay up till 4 a.m. to not only, you know, write the paper, but then also, you know, make breakfast for my family and do all those kind of things. I was more of my fear of failure just overwhelmed me and I just didn't show up.
And this distinction is so important because both of these leave you with a low level of misery, Kathy, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, I find so many women who say, you know, I've never thought of myself as a perfectionist because I have a cluttered house. But I look at what they are dealing with, and it's like if they can't find the perfect place to put something away, or if they can't, you know, if they feel like they never measure up and they feel unconfident in all of their decisions, you're right. It's a low level of misery that it seeps into absolutely every area of our lives.
So Sherry, tell us a few more ideas of when this shows up, maybe that are less obvious, but they are perfectionism showing up in a person's life.
You know, Kathy mentioned the cluttered house, and I'm just going to play off of that. One of the things I had to realize with my garage, which was just full to overflowing with stuff I wasn't using and didn't need, I saved anything that was broken because the perfectionism in me said, you have to fix it. It's your fault. You're keeping it until you fix it. And I did that with everything. I did that with relationships. I did that with crafts that I started or hobbies or anything. And when you're young, you have a small collection. But, you know, I'm approaching a pretty major milestone in my life. And the collection of things that didn't work out, where I spent money I shouldn't have spent, or I tried something that really wasn't me, it's huge. And to have that that revengeful, demanding voice saying, you have to keep every single thing, and then it's your responsibility to fix it, or this proves that you're a failure. I had no idea that things could come to an end, that I could say, well, I started macrame, and I didn't like it. Let me give all the stuff away. Or, wow, this broke, and we don't have time to fix it. I'm going to give it to somebody who can. And so I think it really permeates a lot of areas of our life where we may not realize that it's perfectionism at work, but it is that demand that you have to hang on. You're the one who has to make it work, or else you are a failure as a human being.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.